So, if you take a few moments just to find a posture that helps you feel that combination of increased decompression, relaxation, alongside an increased sense of wakefulness and energy. And your feet can just be gently resting on the floor, about hip distance apart, just as a way of allowing the muscles and the legs to begin to soften. And your hands can either be resting on the thighs, or if you like, they can be cupped with the thumbs touching right up at the top of the thighs. Monastics will typically gather their robes as a little resting place for the cupped hands, but feel free to just allow your hands to be soft, comfortable. And as a way to help the body feel that sense of increased energy and relaxation, you can just allow the chin to tilt slightly downward so that you start to enjoy a feeling of spaciousness and energy that can move more easily throughout the entire spine. Shoulders can be soft. Perhaps let's ever so slightly backward again to feel that sense of opening, this time in the chest, to help your lungs feel a sense of roominess, expansion. And your eyes can be gently closed, or if you're accustomed to practicing with your eyes open, you can just allow the lids to be soft and to allow your gaze to find a point, maybe 4 to 6 feet ahead of you, perhaps on the floor. And as a way of easing into this time of practice, I'll recite the Refuge and Bodhicitta prayer, which you can mentally repeat if you wish. And if not, you can just allow the sound, the words to wash over you. The Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. Through the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds, may I attain fullest awakening for the benefit of all. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. Through the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds, may I attain fullest awakening for the benefit of all. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. Through the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds, may I attain fullest awakening for the benefit of all. Now I'll recite the prayer of the four immeasurables. Which again you can mentally repeat. May all beings of happiness, the causes of happiness, may all be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all never part from the happiness of no suffering. May all remain in equanimity, free from partiality, attachment, and aversion. For those near and far, and for the benefit of all. And as we ease into this time of practice, I invite you just to very gently bring your awareness to the breath. Just noticing your experience of the breath in this moment without any effort to control the breath. Noticing where you experience it, perhaps in the belly, the chest, and the nostrils. We're going to do a few rounds of slower and deeper inhalations and exhalations than you might be accustomed to. So, at your own pace, you can begin to simply notice each inhalation, perhaps, if you wish, counting moments involved in this inhalation, maybe 5 or 6 or 7. And then allowing the exhalation also to be slow and full. And if it's helpful, you again can just count each moment. Or you can note on the inhalation, in this moment I inhale, and note on the exhalation, in this moment I exhale. Perhaps allowing the exhalations to become increasingly fuller, slower. And if at any point it would be helpful just to allow the breath to be easy and natural, please do so, so that you really begin to enjoy a sense of the mind resting on the breath, meeting the breath, with a sense of ease. And if at any point you become aware also of the ambient sounds, you can just allow your awareness to meet those sounds. And to allow them to wash over you with a sense of gentleness. Of its own accord becomes increasingly subtle and easeful. I invite you to begin to allow your awareness to enter the body, this time through the crown of the head. To gently and at your own pace, begin to allow the awareness to slowly move through the body, perhaps for these next few moments, first noticing any sensations that you experience in the face. Cheekbones, the jaw, and if you become aware of any sensations, you can ask yourself, how strong is this? How long does it last? And then just allow your awareness to wash through that area as you continue to allow your mind to very slowly and gently continue entering into the body. Noticing the muscles in the throat, and especially around the root of the tongue, which is an area of expression, also an area of receiving. Again, noticing what it's like to allow your awareness gently wash through this part of the body. As you begin to move into the shoulders, the back of the neck, chest. allowing each sensation in the body you become aware of to become an object of focus that meets your attention, meets your awareness. Allow your mind to continue to gently move through the body, noticing the solar plexus, any sensations that you might be experiencing in that area. Perhaps noticing if they're pleasant or they're unpleasant, or they're neutral. Allow your awareness to wash through that area as you move into the diaphragm and into the belly. And with each sensation that you become aware of, simply noting what you experience, and perhaps with a sense of nothing to be fixed, but rather a sense of spacious awareness. Releasing any holding or tension that you might find. So move into the lower back, through the pelvic floor and the hips. Noting what it feels like to be supported by the chair. Feeling the weightiness, the energy of your arms and your hands. Allow your awareness to continue to wash through the legs, into the knees, down through the shins and the calves. Ankles, all the way through to the tips of your toes. for these next few minutes, just allow your mind to rest in a pure awareness. Sense of spaciousness that moves throughout the entire body, the entire mind. If you become aware of the mind having been pulled elsewhere, you can ever so gently just notice where it's gone. Perhaps even with a sense of reverence, sense of friendly curiosity, noting this place. Now you can revisit this place as you gently bring your mind back to this moment, to this breath. As a way of bolstering your capacity for mindfulness, for this precious, skillful means, you can take a few moments to dedicate your practice to your loved ones, wishing them well, wishing them happiness, wishing them freedom from suffering, wishing them deepest ease and peace. You can take a few moments also to dedicate your practice to a few people whom you've seen but don't know well. Wishing them well, wishing them deepest happiness. Wishing them freedom from all forms of suffering. Wishing them ease and contentment. Lastly, you can call to mind a couple of people with whom you've had some difficulty, some conflict. And dedicate your practice to them as you wish them deepest well-being. You wish them happiness. teaching them freedom from all forms of suffering. Pushing them ease, peace, and contentment for the benefit of all. When you're ready, you can gently open your eyes.